Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, when you think right to work, Tom Giordano program, you think, I don't know, Texas, the South, the Sun Belt, something like that, right? Alabama. You don't think Delaware, which I think by and large a pretty liberal state, to put it mildly, but Sussex County postponed a vote on a proposed right-to-work ordinance last Tuesday following a five-hour public hearing that frequently, says the Wilmington News Journal, pitted labor union members against local Republicans. It seems to me like the labor unions were out in force. Our guest is Councilman Rob Arlett, who introduced the measure in October. And the final vote might be as early as January 9th, tomorrow. Rob joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rob, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
It is an honor to be with you all, and Happy New Year to you, Dom.
Happy New Year to you also. So how are you defining in Sussex County a right to work? What does that mean exactly?
Well, to me, it's quite simple. I mean, it's a right to work, and I'll just use a generic, simple definition that I like to use. It's just free choice, freedom of choice to be a part of a union or not. In the state of Delaware and all other states that are not right to work, if there is an employer or a group of employees, all right, that choose to form a union. Let's say there's 100 employees, and it's 50 plus one is the rule. So if you've got a majority that vote to have a union, all 100 are forced to be in the union and are forced to pay dues despite them not wanting to do so. If you're right to work in that same scenario, if there is a vote and 51 choose to be a part of the union, 51 will be in the union. And then 49 will not be in union, and 49 are not forced to pay dues. It's really just freedom of choice. And in today's world, I'm supportive of unions, just to be very clear on this. I got no problem with the unions. I support them. As a matter of fact, I want to grow unions. How you grow unions is, or anything else, is really simple, and that is you have to attract those who hire employees. You have to attract companies. You have to attract industries that are seeking new opportunities in new areas that they've not gone before. And that's really what this is about. It's just about jobs. Economic development is just about jobs.
What was it like now? I saw some of the tape of this, and I read the commentary on it. It seems as if this really was pretty heated to over 5 hours.
I would concur that the community was very engaged. But I have to tell you this too. I mean, this has been a subject that's gotten not just great attention in our own county and also throughout the state, but also on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
There is a super PAC out there called First State Strong, i.e. Delaware, as you know, is the first state, so that they come across as the impression of being First State Strong, strong for Delawareans. The fact of that matter is they're headquartered in Silver Spring, Maryland. And they're funded by labor unions, and they have nothing to do with this. And also the Teachers Association, I might add, massively funded by the Teachers Union.
Mm-hmm.
This ordinance has nothing to do with the public sector. It has only to do with the private sector, period. So, you know, I mean, again, that First State Strong PAC, super PAC, is a first-rate
okay, lot. Now let me give you their argument. First of all, is the vote going to be tomorrow night, do you know?
It could be. I mean, it could be tomorrow morning, actually, not tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning at 10. It is on our agenda under old business. And so I do have a high level of expectation that we will have a vote tomorrow.
And what do the votes look like in your view?
Well, we'll see. I mean, in the end, I think if you take the politics out of it, if you take the attempt of the influence outside, for these outside super PACs, it's just common sense.
Well, let me give you the argument on the other side. It's like my Nancy Pelosi free rider and all that stuff.
Sure.
You're getting all the benefits of a union if a union is in there, Rob, they say, and yet you're not paying any of the freight. You're a freeloader. You're a free rider.
Well, that's up to the unions and those guys to figure that out. That's not my role. I mean, my role is to create and attract new opportunities that our residents are desperate and need. And we all know that majority of the new manufacturing that's going on around this country is going into right-to-work states. And so much so that recently, as earlier this year, West Virginia, Kentucky, Michigan, Wisconsin, these are all recent states that have gone right to work.
I was unaware of Michigan and Wisconsin. Now, those are two really bastions, Michigan of unions and Wisconsin of progressivism. Wow, that's shocking.
That's the trend. And if under their premise of it's the majority that rules, right, and the example I gave earlier, well, okay, there's 28 states now that are right to work, so why don't we just have a national movement? Whereas all states, the majority of states want it, okay, so let's have all states be right to work and then take care of it, be done with it, and let the free market determine and dictate. And again, let's let the unions market their services, and if the employees feel there's that benefit to be part of the union, pay dues, then they should join them. It's pretty simple.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with this vote tomorrow, Rob. How many people are on your Sussex County, the countywide council?
It is five. There's just five of us. All five are Republicans. And I also want to make sure that your audience knows this, Dom, and that is the town of Seaford, the city of Seaford, which is a city in our county, voted back on December the 12th unanimously for right to work. They passed their own right to work ordinance back on December the 12th. And that was the nylon capital of the world at one time with DuPont's manufacturing plant. So just so you know that they passed it, they did not want to wait on us. They did it on their own. Both Republicans and Democrats, Caucasians and Black, you know, African Americans are all on that council. It did make a difference to them. It was just the right thing for their community. We feel the same thing at the county level. It's the right thing for our community, our county. We want jobs. We want more incomes for our families. Really simple.
Well, good luck tomorrow, Rob. We hope to see. Well, I'm sure you're not going to vote right at 10 o'clock. You know, hopefully before
the end.
Try to vote before.
Could be 10:30.
Oh, okay, good. Vote before the end of the show so that we have some more fun. I'm just saying, can I put in that with you right now? Make sure you do it by 11 o'clock.
Yeah, there you go. Well, stay tuned. You can watch us live. There's a link on our website. Whereas you can watch it live and listen to it live. So somebody in your staff can keep right on it live.
All right, we may poach something of that because I can just imagine what it's going to be like. All right, Rob, great luck tomorrow. Thank you. Thanks for joining us again.
God bless. Thank you, Ben.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.